Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Phoenix at the Fuse annual meeting, and I'm with Mark Hutto, the president of the board and also the CEO of Certified Finishes. Mark, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Happy to see you again. What a great venue out here in Phoenix. Having a great time.
This is the first meeting of the commercial side of the business, and I think everybody's happy to be together. I want to talk to you about both your role as the head of the board, but also let's start with Certified Finishes. It's an Atlanta-based commercial contractor business, and you also have locations in Orlando and Charleston, and you got started in 2004, right?
Absolutely. 20-year anniversary, which is amazing. We're embarking on really kind of celebrating that this year, but what a ride it's been. Fuse has been a huge part of our company and growth and development. Made a lot of great friends here through the years. A lot of people that have helped consult with Certified in its growth. Not only from the supplier standpoint of those relationships and how they've intersected and helped our business grow, but the members especially. Just so many people that are expertise and have faced so many different challenges. There's always somebody to talk to that's done it before. So it's been great.
Let's go back a little further. You started with Shaw on the supply side and went over with Blue Ridge before you got over on the contractor side. And even before that, you played football for Georgia Tech, right?
That's right. Only in black and white pictures now, right? Yeah, it's funny. A lot of history, and it's great to still see some of my first bosses are still involved with Fuse today, and guys that I was involved with in those careers at Shaw are still out here today, and what a great time we've had having fellowship with them and laughing about old times, but also talking about where this business is going, which is really fascinating. Just the things we've talked about at the meeting, how our businesses are evolving. There's obviously challenges in any business, and ours is no different. All in all, I'd say it's an exciting time to be in the flooring business.
So how was business for Certified Finishes in 23?
Interestingly, we were somewhat flat from the year before. I know a lot of members had some growth. I would say we were a little slow to the changing some of our historical business segments, which were corporate. And we all saw that change going and going into new segments. I think it took our customers a little longer as well to move into those sectors. So we're active in more fields than we've historically been. We feel really good about 24. And I'll tell you this, I was skeptical about it going in to the year, but we started seeing these trends in December about what 24 could bring, and it started off really good.
So this year's doing better?
Yes, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're back on paces with where we finished in 22 and should actually grow that revenue number.
All right, so let's talk about the board for a minute. It looks like it's about a 12-member board. I mean, you've got some people coming on, some people coming off, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to turn over at least, I think, 3 members this year on the board, and it's great. We've got a diverse group from all around the country. That's important for us, for everybody to have a voice in that. Also with different sizes of the business, we think that's important. Every group is represented in their own little way they're doing business, but it's different, right? It's different for everybody, but we do have a lot of common goals. Look forward to having some new members get up and participate in the leadership.
You're saying you have diversity, and I mean, you have both men and women on the board, and you have small members and big members, and age-wise, too, you have some young members on the board as well, right?
Yeah, isn't that shocking? I guess I've moved officially from the young stage, but yeah, we do, and it's in the ideas they're bringing, Kemp. They're good in many ways because they challenge our traditional way of thinking. That's a lot of what we've already seen at the meeting in general, not just on the board. It's shocking to see, and it's encouraging for me to see so many people in their 30s here that are actually doing what we're doing, and they're thirsty for knowledge and doing it better. So a lot of excitement.
What is Fuse looking at strategically 24? What are some things you hope to solve?
Great question, right? We ask ourselves that all the time because, going forward, we're really talking about alignment of our resources with our key partners here with the manufacturers. And, when business is good, I think we take our eye off that a little bit, right? We just kind of get on a hamster wheel with our vendors and our customers. But as things have gotten a little more challenging, alignment is super important. So we're all about being better partners, and that takes a different approach, right? We have to be intentional with our partners, and we expect the same with them. So I feel good about that and how we're growing to make that better. There's been a lot of talk about that.
How much longer are you going to serve as president?
I actually run through the balance of the year, and that will be a 4-year stint for me. So I've enjoyed it for sure, but I guess maybe I'll be the past president here in the future.
So there's term limits.
Exactly. We got to follow the rule. Yeah, but it's been great, Kemp. I tell you, I was reluctant to do it. And I've had some members actually come and talk to me about being on the board. I kind of sit back, like to listen more than talk, or I sure did when I first started. But what it's given me as far as connecting with people on a different level around the country has been great. It's helped my business. I think it's helped our team, which is so critical to share those stories and just have people that face the same challenges and have the same successes and learn how to do it better. That's what this is all about.
What's the secret to you guys growing so fastly? I mean, you're up to over 170 members now.
Yeah, that's really taken off, and you see that here, right? I mean, so many new people are here that we don't know. I think, listen, we try hard to find people that are culturally aligned with us, and we realize, you know, our vendors, we do have the classic customer-dealer relationship, but we actually treat each other like customers, right? I think that's one thing we emphasize, and I think people look at how deep we're developing those relationships, and it's not just where it is today, right? It's about where you can be in 5 years. So we're finding people that have a goal to grow their business, want to know how to do it the right way. So I think the overall messaging about Fuse and what role it plays in your development has helped us more than anything.
Mark, thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Mark Hutto, the president of the board at Fuse and also the CEO of Certified Finishes in Atlanta. And you've been listening to Kemp Arp on FloridaAlley.net.